This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
And my name is David Gallner.
Thanks for joining us today. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies Incorporated and Legacy Advisory Group Incorporated. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point off of Route 18 in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Our toll-free number, which you're going to want to keep handy, is 1-800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, which is leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. Or if you are driving and you say, I can't remember any of that, just go Google, when you go back to your computer, Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, and our information will pop up. And you just click on the link that will take you to our website. So for those of you listening from the Ohio area, where are we located? We're off of Interstate 80, exit 4B. You go about 2.1 miles off the exit ramp. It's a straight shot down Route 18, basically. You're going to pass Combine's restaurant on your left. Across the street from that, of course, is the newly redone Sheets. There's a light there. The very next light, which is probably about a third, maybe a half a mile. I'm not a great judge of distance, but it's about that, very shortly after that. The next light, you make a right into Linden Point. There's a stone pediment. You'll see the name Linden Point. And then we're the fourth building on the left. We're directly catty corner to Butler County Community College. So we are very easy to find. If you're from in and around the Shenango Valley area, 18 north or south, if you're coming 18 going south, you'll make a left into the development. If you're coming 18 north, you'll make a right. If you're from the Newcastle area, and we have lots of folks that come here from that area, either 376 or 18 will take you exact same directions as the folks from Ohio once you get off. So we are easy to find. We're in the preeminent location in Hermitage, we feel. It's a technical plan, technical park, and there's a lot of professional offices back here, doctor's offices, etc. And it's gotten busy enough they had to put a light in. So on a nice day, which this is not one, we're recording this on Tuesday for airing on Saturday, and it's looking a lot like a dreary winter day out there. So this is not the day to go walking, but on a nice day, some folks bring their walking shoes and you can take a walk around the walking trails that were put in here by the City of Hermitage, about a mile and a half around. So it's a nice long walk if you're able to do so. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group? Well, we work with folks who are 50 and better, people who are thinking they might one day like to be retired. Maybe they're just up against retirement, a year or two away or 5 years away, planning for it. Or maybe they've been retired for many years. So 50 and greater crowd. And we focus in on the four areas that are very important to the 50 and greater crowd. And we always bring this one up first because it's the one that very few people have done any planning to prepare for. What will you do when your health changes? Now, I know no one likes to think about that because we don't like to think about our health changing. We don't like to think about what we will do when we can't rely on ourselves. But what will you do? How will you pay for it when your health changes? And where do you want to receive this care? And the odds are so high that you're going to need some. Because according to the Department of Health and Human Services, there is a 70% chance, if you're 65 and older, that you will need some kind of care. It might be in a nursing home. It might be adult daycare, assisted living care. Or it might be home health care. And you know, the more likely you do planning and think about this and prepare for, the more likely you are to have it in the setting of your first choice. Most people want to have that care at home. Most people tend to think erroneously that that's the cheapest place to have care, and in fact, it's not. It could be more expensive than a nursing home. It depends on your level of care. So it just depends on how much care you need. There's a 1 in 2 chance, a 50% chance if you're 65 and older, of spending some time in a nursing home. Now, unfortunately, in our current system, the least place that anyone wants to go, which is a nursing home, is also the first place that you're likely to be able to get some help. But the government's default plan, because Medicare does not pay for long-term care, they pay for short-term skilled care in a nursing home. You might be lucky and get up to 100 days. Most likely you'll get less than 20 days because it doesn't have anything to do with how sick you are. It has to do with the bureaucrat's definition of what skilled constitutes. So I won't go into that because we've talked about it in other shows. But suffice to say, most people aren't even going to get 20 days covered. So then what are you? How are you going to pay for it? Which asset are you going to use first? Which block of money in your portfolio do you intend to spend first to cover this care? Because the government's not going to help you via the Medicaid program until you've depleted your assets. Now, that's why we strongly encourage folks to not buy long-term care insurance because it's expensive. Many people aren't going to qualify for it, and it keeps going up and up, and there are very few players left in the arena to pick from. And you might be one of the 30% that doesn't even need it, although I wouldn't count on it. But we like you to prepare for it by better using your existing assets, repositioning them in such a way that they can work double duty and provide coverage if you need care. So, for example, maybe you have a CD at the bank. Hopefully not, because we call those certificates of depreciation, or certificates of disappointment. I don't know if we've ever called them certificates of disillusion, but that's another good word. Anyways, they don't pay much. Maybe you have it there for a rainy day fund, or maybe you have an annuity that's not doing anything. And it doesn't provide any additional benefits if you need care in these various settings that I've talked about. Did you know, under the Pension Protection Act that was passed many years ago, that you could reposition that into a type of account that would provide perhaps unlimited benefits if you needed to go to a nursing home? Now, we'd have to show you an illustration, but instead of paying for expensive long-term care insurance, that's an option. This is why you need to work with someone who's experienced in this arena, because there are many options most of you know nothing about. That's only one example I gave you. We also work hand in glove with a elder planning attorney. So, for example, suppose you're already headed to a nursing home. You kind of have one foot in the door, or you have a spouse or a parent that is, and you think it's too late. You can't do anything. That's not true. There are still strategies that require us to use an elder planning attorney that you could put in place to help you avoid losing everything that you worked a whole lifetime to accumulate. If it was your intention to have that go to the kids or grandkids, or at least some of it, we can help you in that arena. So again, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or Google Legacy Financial, or go to leaveallegacy.com.
And then keep an eye out. We're going to be doing 20 workshops next year, both in Pennsylvania in Ohio, just on that topic. It's going to be sponsored by the Dimension Society. And also the book called Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home. Sherry and I are probably next year sometime going to be rewriting or adding our comments to that book and having our own brand, Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home. So 20 workshops. The first one will probably be toward the end of January. It's going to be held, I don't have the dates yet, Butler County Community College. The first one will be in Pennsylvania, and then we'll alternate in Ohio. But the people from Ohio can obviously come to Butler County Community College because most people have our clients from Ohio, and they'll drive 20 minutes, a half hour.
Some even further. Us. We've got folks that drive as far as an hour away. So
even further than that, yes.
Now, probate. Let's say you say, I'm not going to think about anything to do with what happens when my health changes. Well, you are going to die. I'm going to die. My dad's going to die. And you're going to die. Everyone listening to this is going to die. We're not immortal. So, unfortunately, when you die, would you believe there's such a thing called probate? And a lot of people don't even realize it. And it is a nightmare. It can be for your family. Because why? It's expensive. So AARP did a report several years ago that said it could cost up to 10% of your gross estate. We've frankly seen it be more than that. The statute says reasonable and customary expenses. Well, that's in the eye of the beholder, which is our legislators, which also happen to be attorneys, coincidentally. Now, I'm not saying it all goes to attorneys because it doesn't. Some of it goes to attorneys. Some of it goes to court costs, appraisal fees, transfer taxes, on and on and on. It's expensive. Probate is expensive. Ask anyone. We can't ask them because they're dead, but ask anyone who received assets via the probate process, and you will see their face contort, and they'll look like they're actually going to go into a convulsion probably. It's such a miserable experience.
We have clients who went through probate both in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
That's a double
dose. His
brother
and his dad died. Ask him about probate.
Awful. And by the way, if you own property in Florida, let's say you have a vacation home down there, you're going to go through probate in two states. So whatever states you own property in, you'll go through multiple probates. You won't just have one dose of the probate experience. You'll have two. So it can be a miserable process because it's expensive. It's time consuming. It could take 6 months, a year, 2 years longer. If you've got kids that live out of state, they're going to have to come and make court appearances. And it is just not a very fun process. And to add insult to injury, it is also a public process. So, you know that nosy neighbor? We all have one, right? That seems like they know more about what's going on in your house than you do. I've got one, by the way. Do you want them to have the opportunity to go into the local courthouse and find out everything you had? They might just do it out of curiosity. They might not, but they might, and they could. And they're not going to say, what business is it of yours? Why do you ask? It's public. Anyone has the right to get a probate file. So if your kids argue, it's all in there. Everything's in there, your Social Security number, everything. It's all outlined. So if you're a private person, you don't like the idea of that, there are strategies you can put in place. We use an estate planning attorney. He gets a complimentary consultation, comes right to our office. If you're in Ohio, by the way, whenever we use an elder planning or estate planning attorney, we're going to have to send you out there. But there are things you can do to avoid the probate process.
When we come back, we're going to talk about five estate planning moves to make before year end, and our new website is up and running, so we'll give you that information and some of the items are on it. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner.
And I'm Sherry Marini.
Before I talk about the five estate planning moves to make before year end, let me give you our new website. It's the same address, leavealegacy.com. It's been redesigned and formatted with a lot of different items on there. There's some flip webinars, and they call flip. They're like you can flip a screen, and they've got all kinds of seminars on a variety of topics. And we're going to be adding to that some other seminars. But in the meantime, we have six mini seminars that we had on our old website called On Demand Seminars. And you can watch those 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One is on estate planning, which we're going to be talking about some of those topics, wills, trust, power of attorneys. One is on Social Security. So if you're thinking about retiring, you definitely want to look at when's the best time to take Social Security, because that's like an asset. That's very important in doing your planning. So even if you're 2 or 3 years out, Sherry's going to be talking about the retirement roadmap. You want to get your report done. Sherry used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. That's one thing that's on that on-demand seminar. One on Social Security, one on estate planning. One is, are you ready to retire? And that's why you should come in to do the retirement roadmap. So retirement readiness, are you ready to retire? One is, it's a good idea to have a pension-like income, like a base, to make sure that your incomes are needed, because you were in the accumulation phase. And now, when you retire, you're going to be in the distribution phase. And the planning is completely different. So you've been working with a so-called wealth advisor. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them don't specialize in the distribution phase. So there's one on guaranteed income, how to have a paycheck for life. One is on estate planning. One is on Social Security. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. We've got some powerful strategies, but that just gives you a little flavor if you go on, click that one. But we got some other strategies that maybe you won't qualify for this particular strategy. It's on the demand seminars, but we have some other ones that you can convert to a Roth. And guess what? Someone else pays the taxes for it. Who's that? A rich uncle? No, no, no. Something that's legitimate and legal.
You have to really see this.
You have to come in order to hear more about that. So we have one on how to have a tax-free retirement. We have one on how to have a guaranteed pension, paycheck for life. One is on estate retirement. Are you ready to retire? One's on women and wealth. One is on how to have tax-free retirement. So six mini seminars. What is the website again? LeaveALegacy.com. L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. Or just Google the word legacy financial. Legacy Financial, and it'll take you to an area you click on, it'll take you to the website. We're also going to be having a new website. It's a standalone, and I'm not sure what name. I'm looking at GoDaddy now to come up with some names, but it's all about, especially business people, on how to get tax reduction. Tax reduction, is that possible? We have lots of ideas in that, so we're going to be having a website very soon for that. So let me talk about the five estate planning moves to make before the year end. How about this one? We talked in the past. Update beneficiary designations. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal many years ago. If you have money at the bank and you have named beneficiaries or a mutual fund or IRAs, 401ks, 453 plans, any of those plans has named beneficiaries, they lose them from time to time. So it's not uncommon for beneficiary designations on your IRA, life insurance policy, or retirement plans to go unchanged for years or even decades. This is most common reason an inheritance can be accidentally left to an ex-spouse or someone you no longer want to inherit from you. We did a workshop many years ago, and the lady was divorced, and we talked about that, and she says, I think I'm still on my husband's 401k beneficiary, but I'm not going to tell him about it.
And a lot of people think when they get divorced that they have to wait for the divorce to change. Let's say you're separated pending a divorce. I just talked to somebody not long ago that thought that. That has no bearing. You can change beneficiary designations at any point.
That's right. Or how about reduce the value of your estate with gifting? And you can give how much? $15,000 a year. Some people have 12, 10, 12, 13. No, it's 15 per person. So if you want to give 10 different people, there's $150,000. Or if you're married, you do it jointly, it's $30,000 for each person. And you can give more. It was 11.2, now it's 11.4. But you've got to fill out a form if you give out more than 15 or 30,000 jointly, called a 709, because they want that done in a timely manner. If you don't do it in a timely manner, they could charge you penalty and interest because we filled them out for people after the fact. So reducing the value of your estate with a gift tax if you have a large enough estate. Now, for some people, that may not be a good strategy at all. And how about wills and trusts? Have those updated. When's the last time you had a power of attorney? You know, a lot of times banks, guess what banks do? They'll say it's too old. Some will say 30 days. Some say a year. So it might be a good idea to work with a firm that you can meet once a year, and this makes sure everything's updated automatically. So if something happens, you don't run into that situation. Also, have you had your wills looked at? Your power of attorney looked at? Those are good to do that. So if you'd like to get more information on these top five things, we rattled off a few of them. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'll be glad to email it to you, or you can set up a complimentary consultation with one of our attorneys, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, it'll take you to an area, click on it, leaveALegacy.com. Check it out if you haven't seen our new website, leaveALegacy.com.
Okay, so now we want to shift gears a little bit, and as we talk about on every show, we want to talk about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money, of course, is your emergency money. That's your checking, savings, money market. It's money that you have in case of an emergency. So it doesn't really matter your financial state. You could be flat broke, and probably especially if you're flat broke, you need an emergency account. We say, but by the way, if you have a lot of money, you still need an emergency account. Everyone needs to have an emergency account. People tend to want to keep $500 in the bank account because it doesn't pay any interest, and folks, that doesn't cut it. We say you should have anywhere from 6 months to as much as, or 3 months to as much as a year's worth of basic living needs. It's dependent on your particular situation and what other resources you have coming in. Some place where I know it's not going to pay much as far as interest earnings, but it's there if the roof leaks, if the car needs a new transmission, or whatever the case may be, you have the money at the ready. It's not necessarily money you plan to live on, but it's there. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is red money. This is money that you take risk with. By the way, the reason we use yellow, green, and red, it's the color of a stoplight, so it's easy to remember. So money you take risk with. This is stocks, bonds, managed accounts, exchange-traded funds, variable annuities, gold, silver, call options, anything that can go up and down, anything that could lose principal because of a fluctuation in the market, or anything that has risk of loss of principal. So that would encompass those things. By the way, Legacy Advisory Group is a registered investment advisory firm, so we are not anti having money in the market, but it's got to be appropriate. It has to be suitable for you. So we spend quite a bit of time getting to know you during our first meeting, and we do a detailed fact finding, plus we do a detailed in-depth risk tolerance on you. And in conjunction with that, we're also going to do something we refer to as a retirement roadmap, which I'll talk more about. And all of that combined is going to allow us to see how much can you afford to put at risk in the stock market. Now, no one wants to lose money. Warren Buffett doesn't want to lose money, but I'm pretty sure he can afford to put some of his wealth at risk. And we have to determine if you're that person who can afford to put a portion of your money at risk. Nothing wrong with it. Now, we don't believe in our managed approach. We do not believe in buy and hold, or as we laughingly refer to it, buy and hope. Buy and hope works if you're, say, 30 or 20 years old and you have another 40 or 50 years ahead of you and you can ride through things. Most of the folks listening to this show do not have that time horizon. So if you get hit with a bad sequence of return, and I'm pretty sure most of us feel that we're at the top of a pretty long run, who knows what's going to happen going forward? There's so many unknown variables. We've got worldwide factors. We have the debt that's all-encompassing. There are any number of things that could set this market in a different direction. Yes, it's been very good, but the old saying that my dad likes to say is pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. Let you not be one of the hogs. So it's all about sequence of return. Where are you in terms of time horizon and needing to start tapping that money? Or maybe you don't need to tap it, but you have a lot of qualified money. You might have 401ks or 403bs, or maybe you have IRAs and you're going to be under mandatory required distributions. Well, involuntarily, you're going to be forced to take your money, and you're going to take that money whether the market's up or down. So you are subject to the sequence of return risk as you get in or near those ages of retirement, and it's unpredictable. So if you start taking money out in a declining market, it's like falling on a knife or like adding gasoline to a fire, or it could be that your portfolio will cannibalize itself. Now, cannibalism doesn't sound good. So we use these words to paint a picture for you that you need to understand how sequence of return risk works. If you don't understand it, you can Google it. A lot of people don't, they've never seen it, how it could apply. So we do a lot of education here to show people how this could affect them. And we certainly don't want that to be an unknown factor for you, because we see too many people that have all their money in the stock market and they're hoping and praying for the best. But that's not a really good strategy for the retirement money. It's good to pray, but you don't just throw caution to the wind. So a balanced approach. Green money is money that's principal protected. Gains are locked in. You can generate pension-like type income, and even in some instances, tax-free income. So this would be long-term CDs, although they don't pay much, fixed annuities, which tend to pay higher than the long-term CDs, indexed annuities, and indexed universal life. And even whole life falls into this category. So a blend between red and green, and we use the retirement roadmap to guide us along that vein, where we, you and I collectively build this, or you and my dad and I collectively build this, and or he may work with you individually, and we're going to put a detailed picture of everything about you financially, all your spending, inflation, all of your assets. We're going to put your year of retirement, how long you're going to live. If you're still saving and you're not yet retired, maybe you're going to phase out of your working years. And we can click a button in this retirement roadmap, and we will give you a picture of the road you're already on. If everything looks great and it comes up success, we're going to stress test it. What if you live longer? What if you take your Social Security sooner? What if you want to increase your spending? What if the market crashes? What if inflation goes up? Now, if it fails, it's going to show us what year it fails, and it's going to give us some mathematical options of what we can do to fix it. And we show you not only the road you're on, but we show you a road you could be on. And it is eye-opening. And if you haven't done this with someone, we encourage you to do it, because it is a must-do to know how you're positioned for retirement. Dad, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. We come back, we're going to talk about the market, because we're doing this on Tuesday. And what about the trade talks? Where's the market heading? It's going to be up or down. I got some shocking information and some prognostication that I have a chart. And I don't know if this guy is right or wrong, but the question is, you might want to take a look at it and see if maybe, just maybe, you want to come in and have a second opinion in case he's right. So please listen to this important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Thanks for rejoining us. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
And my name is David Gallner.
If you're interested in having a complimentary retirement roadmap, and quite frankly, I can't imagine why anybody would not take us up on this offer, we're probably going to be starting to charge in the future for these. So, because it is so eye-opening, and it is just something you need to do if you're even thinking about being retired. And if you're already retired, you absolutely have to do it. You're already living it anyway. You need to know how it's going to come out for you. You need to know if the road you're on, if you're going to run into a pothole in your road, because don't you want to know in advance what you can do to patch up that pothole, that you can make it so you have a smooth ride into retirement? I would think you would. So give us a call toll-free at 1-800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, where you'll find all our contact information, or simply Google Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, our information will pop up. And again, it'll take you to our website where you can find all our contact information at your convenience. So I just briefly want to talk about tax planning. I know it's the end of the year, and most people are not thinking about taxes. You will be very soon, once again, filing for your 2019 taxes. But right now is the perfect time in December to take stock of where you're at tax-wise. Are you overpaying your taxes unnecessarily? Most people don't know. And unfortunately, they don't take the time during outside of the regular tax filing season to see what could they do differently going forward in 2020 to reduce your taxes significantly going forward. Why is this important? A lot of people don't realize that this Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, I call it the Blue Light Special, is not going to be indefinite. The business side of it is. It's in law. But from a personal standpoint, this is going to sunset in 2025. So this is like the time to do some things going forward, because most people feel, if you go to usdebtclock.org, if you can keep it up on the screen for more than 5 minutes, well, my hat's off to you, because it makes me kind of nauseated after a few minutes watching it. I have to take it down in the office sometimes because it's just rolling and spinning. And I challenge you to bring those numbers up and say to yourself, I honestly believe going forward taxes aren't going to be higher. Because I don't know what to say if that's your conclusion, because it's pretty obvious that most people feel they're going up in the future with where we stand with all our unfunded obligations and all the debt. And we're praying that when Donald Trump gets reelected, he takes on the debt in a big way, because that's our only hope going forward. So anyway, I digress. What I want to say is, what can you do in your own personal life going forward to reduce your tax obligation into the future? If you have a qualified plan, a 401k, a 403b, a 457, SEP Simple, profit sharing plan, or a traditional IRA, in the future, the government's going to mandate, right now 70.5, under the Secure Act, they're talking about making it 72. They want to make it feel like you're going to give something, because they are really going to punish non-spouse beneficiaries. So if you have a spouse, things are going to stay the same tax-wise, whatever they are. But if you die, or when you die and leave money behind, boy, is Uncle Sam going to take from you. You have no idea. Under the Secure Act, the proposal is that these types of accounts will be paid out over 10 years. Under RESA, RESA, which is another proposal on the table that the Senate's looking at, the payouts would have to occur in 5 years. That means massive taxes to your heirs, your kids, grandkids. You know that money you thought was yours? Well, the government's going to have fun taking a lot of it back. You grew it. You took all the risk. You paid the fees. And they gave you a little tax break on a small amount of money so that they could really rake it in, either during your retirement years, or if they don't get it then, they'll get it after you die, one way or another. There are things you can do proactively going forward to change that. But it does require you to change. It does require you to do something different in your financial life. We can show you proposals on what this would look like for you. How much could you save? Now, suppose your issue, you don't have qualified plans. Most people do today. And by the way, unfortunately, that's where they've saved the bulk of their money. So it's going to be really punishing for folks that have most of their money in qualified plans. Suppose you have money in after-tax accounts, brokerage accounts, CDs, whatever. You are, by definition, overpaying your taxes unnecessarily if you don't need this money to live on. So let's say you're receiving interest income or dividend income or capital gains income. And, of course, you're going to pay taxes on that. If you don't need that and you're just reinvesting it, there are strategies that you could put in place to significantly reduce your taxes going forward. Wouldn't you want to know about those strategies? I think you would. So we have some pretty sophisticated software here. At first, when you see it, it's kind of mind-boggling. It's got lots of different colors. But when we show you step-by-step while we do this in front of you, here's your current tax situation. Here's what it could look like for you going forward. If you changed X, Y, or Z in your financial life, you will see it. It is very eye-opening. And who doesn't want to save taxes going forward? So in our opinion, tax planning is more important. We find almost no one does it. We do tax preparation here, and we're going to do it next year. But tax planning could save you tens of thousands, if not in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, both for you, your spouse, and whoever you leave the money behind to. Who wants to leave it to the government? I know I don't.
Okay, so let's talk about the stock market. The future stock market projection invests with Alex. If you'd like to get a copy of this chart, it's very disturbing. I get a email that I subscribe every week. I got lots of them from different outfits. In the weekly email report is 54 pages long. So I'm not going to go over 54 pages. So I'm going to cover what he talks about. Now, we're doing this on Tuesday. So we already know what happened on Monday, Tuesday, and, of course, Friday was a partial day. He said, let's start with the good news. Now, I got this on Saturday, so that was November 30th. Well, at least according to our forecast. He says, during the week on Wednesday, that was a week ago, so tomorrow's the 4th, so a week before that. To be more precise, the market has triggered a technical indicator that it rarely triggers. And we discussed in the past, this particular technical indicator shows up at major tops and has been thus far 100% accurate. To be more precise, previously it was triggered at 1921, 1929, 1937, 1966, 1972, 1987, 2000, and 2007 tops. That's it. And now today, he says this is not a timing indicator. But in the past, this signal has been 100%, he didn't say 99.9, 100% accurate in predicting a substantial, you hear this, folks, a substantial bear market ahead. Typically, major market tops occur within a window of plus or minus 2 months of this signal being triggered. A long-term work suggests this signal will be right once again. Short-term calculations, timing work suggests the following outcome over the next few days and weeks. We had a number of short-term up cycles arrive on Thursday. He said that makes sense in terms of top thus far. The next short-term cluster of down cycle arrives on Friday, December 13th. He says, considering where we are today, a fairly good-sized sell-off should follow in that date. He said, I would suggest at least, hear this, 1,000 points on the Dow. Once we get closer to that date and the market continues to sell off, we can project the exact turning point. He said, the market should be then bounce from our projected December 13 short-term bottom to a major time turning point located on December 31st. This end-of-year time turning point should represent the final top. So now, then the final top, followed by a major sell-off into our first bottom scheduled to arrive in March or April of 2020. And while it's possible we have seen the final top this week, it is more likely that we'll see the final top at our December 31st time turning point, assuming our proposed short-term sell-off is confirmed next week. Here's why, he said. We don't have any major time during turning points arriving now to support Wednesday's top. Small gap down in most indices on Friday. Long-term mathematical calculation success. The Dow will go about 200 to 300 points higher. The top did not trigger any short-term points at force. In other words, while it's possible we have seen the top on the Dow on Wednesday, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that we'll see slightly higher at our major end-of-the-year time during point, particularly if the market accelerates down over the next few days, which is doing in our December 13 time during turning point short-term low. Once all the above is satisfied, a major bear market into our 2021, after Donald Trump gets elected, and 2022 will begin, starting with a first powerful sell-off into March, April of 2020, time during point. This is, I'm only reading you page 3. There's 54 pages, and I have a chart that you folks like to get a copy of it, and it's pretty shocking. You want to get your hands on it. I'm not saying he's right in everything, but it might be scary if you're near retirement or in retirement that you want to do some planning, that it's about income, because you're now going to be in the distribution phase, not so much in the accumulation phase.
Which changes everything.
Changes everything, folks. You got to see this. So I want you to listen to this important message, and you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. We got a little more to say in the next segment, and then we'll talk a little bit of politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
And my name is David Gallner.
Thanks for rejoining us.
So before we begin, talk a little bit about politics, let me give you some funny one-liners and see if you agree with that. If you need to borrow money, borrow from a pessimist. Why from a pessimist? They don't expect you to pay it back.
That's too funny.
All right. Time is what keeps things from happening all at once. Lottery. Do you play the lottery? A tax on people who are bad at math. Now, I think the odds of a lottery are very good because there's like one out of 305 million that you'll win. And they said there's better chances you getting hit from a jet out of the sky than winning the lottery. So I like this. I kind of like those odds. What do you think? No.
Yeah, I hope not to get hit by a jet out of the sky.
I did fight my way to the top of the food chain to be a vegetarian.
That's a good point. I have no intention of becoming a vegetarian.
Never answer anonymous letter. That's probably a good, that's
that, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's lonely at the top, but you do eat better.
So you don't have to share it with anyone. There you go.
I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute of it. Always go to other people's funerals, or they won't go to yours.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Of course, so you won't know the difference.
You have no one who shows up. Few women admit their age. Few men act it.
That is could not be more true. That could not be more true.
If we aren't supposed to eat animals, why are they made with meat?
See, that's what I've
always
said.
I have to think about that for a moment. Yeah. No one is listening till you make a mistake. Give me ambiguity or give me something else. We have enough of these youth. How about a fountain of smart?
These days, you don't get that with the youth, although there are a few that are, but most, they're a little scary.
Now, Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg and his, is it his girlfriend or boyfriend that he has? What is that? Who's the male and who's the female there?
I think he's the husband. Okay. I'm not sure.
Anyway, both of them, Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg, if I got his name right, want, are you ready for this, folks? Want abortion drugs, killing babies, sold over the counter. You talk about immoral, immoral, immoral. Now, here's something many of you probably haven't heard of. In the Squad. Have you heard of the Squad? Well, you have heard of the Squad. See how many in the Squad are under financial investigation in less than a year. When the Squad seemingly took over the House of Representatives in January of 2019, each member promised to make the world a more just and equitable place. However, only 10 months later, we see evidence that not only have they failed to live up to this promise, but have actually done everything contrary to it. It has been called to our attention that no less than 3 of the 4 members of the freshman group are currently under investigation by who? The Federal Election Commission, as well as have complaints filed by health inquiries. As the apparent leader of the Squad, we will address New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, better known as AOC, was brought into politics by Justice Democrats PAC, a political action committee that hand-selected her for Congress and provided her not only with the overhead to compete and take office, but also the fund needing for staffing of her campaign against former Representative Joe Crowley. Remember, he was like 4th in the leadership in a row. Now, you know, she has an economics degree from Boston. Figure that one out. And it shows you what happens when you drink too much alcohol. Her IQ was probably 30 or 40. I don't know if that's on the Stanford Binet test or the Worcester test. Those were IQ tests. But when she was a bartender, she probably gave something to the patron, and she probably took one. And I think her IQ, I'm not really sure. She hasn't had a test, but I think it would probably be 0. But the fact is, the PAC, that PAC, contributed to her success, is entirely reasonable for one getting into politics. However, the first fact that separates complaints that have been filed on her relationship with Justice Democrats, proving something is right. The first complaint was filed in March of 2019 against her then campaign chair, if I pronounce his right name, Sakat Shirabadi, is alleged that he had diverted nearly almost 1 million, I heard 850,000, from the PAC to an LLC under his control. I think I know where the money is. It's in this cow's stomach. Cows have 4 stomachs. I think that's where the money is. I'm not sure. But it's under his control. I tell you something, the National Legal and Policy Center Director Tom Anderson said it appears AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and her associates ran off the books operation to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, thus violating the foundation of all campaign finance laws transparency. But even more alarming is the FEC found that the three board seats, for Justice Democrats, two of them were held by OSC and her boyfriend. This means that while the PAC was supporting her campaign, she and her chief of staff were running the whole thing. Do you see a conflict there, folks? The former FEC chairman, Brad Smith, said at a minimum there's a lot of smoke there, and there really are only three board members, and her boyfriend, again, are two of them, and herself. Sure likes you can see a blaze, he said. If this was determined to be knowingly and willful, he said they could be facing jail time. Even if it's not knowing willful, it could be clear civil violation of the act. He said, I think they've got some real issues here. So stay tuned next year for 2020. Then how about the Minnesota representative, Ilhan Omar? Her wrongs appear to have started before her time in Congress, but as some would say, she's doing it again. You've likely heard at her recent extramarital affair with Democratic consultant Tim Minette. According to a divorce report filed by Minette's wife, recent travel and long work hours now appear to be more related to his affair with Representative Omar. However, worse than having an affair is documentation showing that Omar has been paying, listen to this one, folks, paying Minette's company with her campaign funds. According to the FEC filing, nearly 30% of Omar's campaign's funding from July to September went to Minette's firm and were classified, you ready for this? Travel expenses. Only $370,000, that's not much. Of course, that's tongue-in-cheek, by the way, of course she would have to pay her boyfriend to hang out with her. The National Legal and Policy Center's FEC complaint alleges that she may have touched the third rail of campaign finance law, dispersing campaign fund for personal use. It's a brazen act Representative Omar was caught doing before in Minnesota, and all the evidence we've seen tells she's probably doing it again. Now, the third one, Representative Rashida Tlaib, I'm not pronouncing it right, of Michigan's complaint is similar. She's too is being looked at for using campaign funds for personal matters. In early November, the Office of Congressional Ethics Board voted unanimously that the House Ethics Committee continues its investigation into Tlaib's campaign finances. House rules provide candidates to receive a salary from their campaigns, but only up to their election date. However, it appears that Tlaib continued paying herself with campaign funds after she was elected. Little here, little there. OCE said if Representative Tlaib converted campaign funds from Rashida Tlaib for Congress for personal use, or if Representative Tlaib's campaign committee expanded funds that were not attributed to a bona fide campaign or political purpose, then she may have violated the House rules. So what else is new? Naturally, all three women have these allegations are nothing more than a political ploy from their fringe right-wing conspiracy Republicans. And then the circus begins tomorrow, December 4th. The only one who has reasonable is Jonathan Turley. The other three have already been prejudiced. It's going to be a three-ring circus. And then Nancy says they won't be able to get settled this, the impeachment vote, until after. She's going to string it out as long as she can. If she's going to have a tied, then they'll go for the full impeachment, which I think they will because they've already buried himself. If not, they'll try to string it as long as they can, and they'll say time ran out, and we'll just election. You can't vote for a guy like this. So we'll have to see what transpires. But I'm hoping they can settle quick so they can have a trial in the Senate and expose them for who they are. And who they are is demon rats, dumb rats, rats. Not all of them, but maybe 99% of them. Now, God loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. You and I are going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I would love to see repentance from Gerald Nadler, because in the summertime, one of the people wanted, he didn't say, so help me God. And the gentleman, a Democrat, says, I'll defer to the chairman. And Chairman Nadler says, we're not going to have him say, so help me God. So stay tuned and see what happens when they get sworn in. That's what I'm looking forward to. But I don't care who you are, Nancy, if you're Adam Schiff, you know, he's a pile of Schiff, me, God loves everybody. He wants all, hear that word, A-L-L, to come to repentance. Unfortunately, the Bible is very clear in Matthew 7. I'm paraphrasing it. The gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. There's two judgments, the great white throne judgment, where non-believers will go to, in the Bema judgment, judgment seat of Christ. That's for people, believers. Your works will be tested, but you'll be in heaven. So the question is, where are you going to spend eternity? Is it heaven or hell? There is a real hell. There's a real heaven. He loves all. Unfortunately, most won't, because the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hide is why. Mainly for two main reasons, pride and ignorance. I do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. on WPIC to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. Is only one way to heaven. Not 10 ways, not 50 ways, not because you're a pretty good person. The Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So the secret to get into heaven, Hebrews 9:27 says, man pointing wants to die. Who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So repentance, recognize you're a sinner, ask God for forgiveness, ask Christ for forgiveness, and ask him into your heart and accept Jesus Christ as the God, not a God, and mean in your heart, and you will spend eternity in heaven. The most important decision you could possibly make. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.